I was born in Harris Common.
Church.
I was born at 89 Bolton Street, Ramsbottom. Next door to the Catholic Church. Then we went to live in Edgar Street.
Oh, Edgar Street. Where is Edgar Street?
Well, it's near Winifred Street. Yeah. Well, it's down south.
So it's off Bolton Road West. Like
yeah.
Not very far.
No, it's not very far. And, I went to St Andrew's School.
What age were you when you started school?
I should think about three.
Oh, three.
I think so, I'm not sure. And so I've been going there over 90 years.
And so, what age were you when you left school?
I went to leave. When I was 12, I went half-time, and then when I was 13, I left school. So, we were hoping that I would go to secondary, to modern school, but my birthday was in June, and it happened to be 11. In August, I was just missed it, so of course I went to leave. My grandma said, well, when you get it in your fingers, you've always got a job. But it happened to me. But once you get in, you figure it out. That's the problem, really. You don't get out, you know.
So which mill did you work at?
Kilbridge.
Yeah.
I was in down Kenyon Street.
Did you work there all the time, or did you work in other mills?
Well, I worked there till I got married.
How old were you when you got married?
25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what year would that have been? What year were you born?
1907.
The
house you lived in, was it a terrace?
Yes, it was a terrace house. No, we had two bedrooms. In Edgar Street.
Outside?
Oh yeah, outside.
What sort of toilet?
Scared to death.
What type was it? Toilet?
It's Tipler.
And how did that work?
Terrible. Yeah.
How did they operate, those
Tiplers? I never saw them come, but they used to, men used to come in there.
Oh, it was one of those, not one that...
Oh no, it couldn't be a tickler, could it? No, it was one of...
Sort of a nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said... Yeah.
The monk came to empty.
At night?
I wanted to show up. Dear me.
So, and how far was it from the house?
Oh, not very far, just over the back.
Yeah.
The open backs, the front was Nussau Lane.
Yeah.
And we that was the street, yeah, and it was open back, you know. They were built there. Yeah.
So,
talking
about the war, do you remember when the war started?
I don't remember it starting, really.
I was with my grandmother.
Oh no, Albert Street.
Albert Street?
Albert.
Oh, right. Yeah.
when we saw the Zeppelin, yeah.
So that's near it, I think.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah. What was the first you knew about it? Did you hear it?
Yeah, we heard it coming, you know.
Noise,
this fellow, they were outside, telling us to be.
Were you in bed?
No, I don't know why, but I wasn't in bed.
What
but we had
bed?
A candle. It was about 7 or 8 o'clock, I think, you know.
Nice,
yeah. So, went to live with my grandma. Help me, Mother, you know, because
yeah.
I was the eldest.
What did your father do?
He works at Gasworks, Pibe. Pibe.
Yeah. And what did your mother work or not?
She did at one time. And because I know I had a bout of croup. You know, she couldn't go where I had to get it up, you know. So if I went out in that, I used to be troubled.
Did you have to go to the doctor?
No, I don't remember going to. I do remember going to the doctor, it was just going back.
Yeah.
Back again. I did about 3, because it was only me and my sister, my brother and boy, so they're about 3. And I'm playing with the children, and there's a lot of steps from Albert Street down to Callender Street. And there's one boy, and I mustn't have been going so fast, but I wasn't worried about 3, and he gave me a push. And of course I fell headlong, you know. But I had a coke tin, I don't know what I had with a coke tin, but I had a coke tin in the van with no lid on. And that's where it is, I can see it now. And of course they ran off and left me. It was a red man that picked me up. Old Robinson, he picked me up. So my grandma tied him up before she threw me down. That's no name, he said. You know what it does, I'll tell everybody. And so I went to those. But this is what I could remember.
Which doctor?
Dr. Crompton.
Oh, yes.
And I can remember him, he was teaching it. And I can remember kicking him in the heels. I can remember that, kicking my heels, and he stitched it. Whether the stitches broke or don't, but he stitched it twice. And my grandma would be, it was making her sick, yeah. So that was one early experience.
You would have to pay the doctor, wouldn't you, in those days?
Well, yes, yes, he did. He used to come round collecting. In a week or something like that, it was collected, yeah.
So you did go to the doctor,
unless
it was
in the hospital. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I went to the doctor, yes.
So, get back to the Zeppelin raid. What was the first you knew about it? Did you, was it hearing it, or?
We heard it, yes.
Did
you see it?
Oh, yes.
What did it look like?
Well, I can't remember. It was a big thing flying, you know.
A big
like,
sort of...
Yes, more like... Not like that.
It had lights.
Yes, yeah. And it seemed to be sort of plodding along, you know. It weren't flying. It was sort of plodding, you know. And,
so where did it go? Where did it...
No, she was in Albert Street.
So did it just...
Just
pause up. Yeah, and it's coming over, and you remember bombs dropping.
The
whole country
was outside. It's all from, yes, about a minute or so.
You're on again.
Yeah.
So...
And today...
You remember it coming over?
Yes.
And going over towards Holcombe. And did you hear the bomb fall?
Oh, yes. And they did say afterwards there was a bomb. Ladenburg, it was in the field and it was still there, you know, so I don't know.
I think, did one fall in the road as well, near the school?
Well, post office was near the school,
oh, that's
you know.
Right, yes.
Yes, and on the building now is a lot of pictures.
Where's that?
Holcombe Village. This raid, it dropped a bomb, yes, in the field, and made a mess of the gable end.
Yes, yeah.
And you didn't go that night. Did you go the next day?
Next day, yeah.
Did you walk up and have a look?
Oh, yeah.
And what could you see?
Well, lots of rubble, you know, and that, you know.
Was there much damage to the buildings?
No, I can't say there was an awful lot, really, you know, but you could see that, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't think anything was falling or anything.
And the only damage you in Albert Street had was...
Looking at his TV crack.
That was in Albert Street. I've heard a story that the canary in the school died. He was killed in it. Whether it was shock or whether it was just a story.
Probably.
Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay.
I was all
right. Was it a long time before they got it all sorted out?
I don't know. No, I shouldn't think so. No.
So, you went to school till you were 13. What did you do in the war about food? There was no rationing, was there, in the First World War? Was there?
Oh, there was rationing, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you a little story. I had a stepson, and before that I never bothered. I gave him whatever I could, you know. And one day he was putting sugar in his tea. 1, 2, 3. Well, we had more sugar, you know. So I never said anything. And of course it was a big spoon, a big, you know.
This is the Second World War.
Yes, this was, must have been the Second one, yeah. But I didn't say anything, but I put you know what the apostle spoons are? I put one of them in, 1, 2, just 3, just the same, and it was less than half, you know. So I didn't need telling off for anything.
But in the First World War, how did you manage for food? Did you have a lot of
queuing up? Oh, yes. There used to be a maypole at the top of Bridge Street. We used to queue up there for margarine and cinnamon, you know, the passes. Yes, we used to queue up there. Yes, and...
Did you manage to get enough, or was it very short?
Well, yes, and then we queued up at in Central Street for bits and things, you know. Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you weren't, you know. So I mean to say, when we had nothing much and they were using so much, I mean, it's just...
Can you remember any crisis?
Crisis? Well, things weren't so dear then. They didn't have to be because I only had £4 a week to keep four of us.
To keep you?
After my husband died.
What year did your husband die?
I don't really know. I can't remember.
Oh, it's hard to remember dates. Mm.
So I just wondered about the crisis, whether it's one penny for a bag of sugar or
one penny
for a loaf.
Yeah, that's it. You get a penny for toffees and things like that, you know. When you go out of some money, like, when you're rushing tickets for stuff.
So that was your
second work year, when they had ration books? Yeah.
Did you have ration books in the First World War?
I don't quite remember them. We did have something because we were only allowed.
So were there many shops or just a co-op? Is that the only shop? Or if you wanted meat, was it butchers?
Well, yeah, we had butchers, but we were only allowed shops.
Did you do your shopping in the First World War, when you were little? Where did you go shopping?
I went very old then.
No.
We were sure to co-op. Yeah,
one on Bolton Street, big one.
Well, it's close now.
Yeah, was it
all close? Of course, really, you know. But, yes, we were supposed to co-op. We all went to co-op, you know.
Yeah, well, it was huge, wasn't it?
We used to get a divvy, you know.
Of course, yeah. Did you have a, did you get checks, tickets?
Yeah. We used to go up one side up the steps and along to the office and then down and out in front, you know, up and down.
Was this a big one on Bolton Street?
Yeah, it was. It's just,
was that like a department store, or was it just...
Well, it's mostly food, yes.
But there was a department, was there a department store on Bridge Street?
Yeah. There was one on Bridge Street, yes.
Was that a co-op?
That was a co-op, yeah.
What sort of things did they sell? What kind of things did they sell?
Well, normal. Everyday things.
Clothes and furniture.
Oh, we had a furniture shop, yes, next door to food shop, you know.
On Bolton Street.
On Bolton Street. There's quite a lot of co-ops.
Yes, there were.
Yes.
And there were a lot more shops in Ramsbottom then, weren't there?
Well, there were a lot, yes.
Was there one, a co-op?
And my dad, if he had to go, he wouldn't go anywhere on it, co-op.
How did you get your milk?
How did we get our milk? Well, I used to help a friend. She had the creamery in Ramsford, and on top of it, laid up milk. I used to bring the jugs in, and I never got to have some. They came around with it. They came around with milk. They measured it out, you know. Measured. Yeah.
Did they have a horse and cart?
Yes.
And where was the creamery in
Ramsbottom? On Main Street.
On Bridge Street?
Yeah. It's a threshing now, I think.
Oh, right. What was it called then?
Just a creamery, really.
It's on near Threshers on Bridge Street.
Yes, and my friends around to Belfast, I used to go and just let me serve.
Oh, I bet you enjoyed that.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Did you get ice cream?
Yeah.
Do
you like ice cream? No. No, the ice cream was across the road a bit for Castle and Bury, as it was. Castle and Berry.
Castle and Berry.
Berry.
And they sold ice cream.
Yeah, they did, yes.
Was it good?
Yeah. but there was none as good as John Mathers. He lived on Central Street. He used to make ice cream. It was the best ice cream you can buy.
But was it dearer than the other?
Yeah. Oh, it was good, yeah.
Were you able to get that during the First World War?
Yes.
You were, yeah.
Yes, he used to go around with it.
Oh,
yes, he used to go around with it. Yeah.
How did you go anywhere?
Did you go away on holiday?
Did I go away?
Did you go any other town?
I remember we went to Ilfracombe.
Oh.
We crossed for a day. Went to Ilfracombe.
How old were you?
Oh, about 7.
Yeah.
And
did you go on the train?
Yes, and then we had a boat, you know. But it is said that the boat had been to bottom at sea.
Oh,
and they got it over, you know, I was scared. I watched my grandma say, my sister, instead of me. I had a fear.
Yeah.
But no.
Where did he sail from?
No, it's down south.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So where were you? And you were living here when you went to Africa? That's a long way to
go. We did go a long way, yeah. Oh, we did them in them days.
Yeah.
So I remember going to that room and for one day, you know.
One day? On a train? On a train?
Yeah.
Not a
shower? No, not a shower, a train.
Did you go from Ramsbottom?
Yeah.
And when you went to Ilfracombe, did you go from Ramsbottom Station?
Yeah.
Did you come back the same day?
Well, I've travelled now, you know. I know.
You used the train a lot in those days?
Well, yes. And the shower van.
Did you go on shower trips?
Yeah.
Where did you go on? With the Sunday school?
Well, yes,
we,
of course, the usual place, Southport and things like that.
Were they comfortable?
Well, not particularly. Not particularly, no.
Do you remember the trackless trams starting? They came from
Edenfield
through the whole
country. Yeah,
things on the
street. She gets out to Oakenbrook and connect them and turn around again,
Did you use that much? Did you go on
at all? No, I can't remember. No. I can remember going on train from Oakenbrook.
From Ramsbottom?
From
Oakenbrook?
Yeah.
To
Bury? Because I was much later, really.
Yes.
So.
Very
Pally. Oh, me, no, I didn't go dancing.
No.
I didn't go to Pally.
Was it not open then?
Where did you go for your social life? Did you go to dances
church.
At the school or the church?
Well, you come to think of it, I don't think I went out an awful lot.
No.
I only seemed to go out at weekends, you know, with a friend, right?
Where did you go?
We used to go to school more, you know.
Did you go to the cinema, to the pictures?
Occasionally. And my son, he's nearly 70, he can remember me and his dad going to pictures. We were taking him to my mother's to look after while we went. And we were going to see three smart girls grew up. Diana Durbin. It was wonderful, really, you know. I mean, Jim were carrying him. And he remembers talking to somebody coming down chattering. He weren't so old, I was chattering with somebody coming down.
So So that
would... Which is you can still remember it, 70 years ago nearly.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
Surprising what you think of that, really. Oh, yeah, to bury, oh yes, we got to bury.
From Ramsbottom.
Yeah.
It's a different line. It went through Tottington, didn't it, that one?
Mm.
You live
right.
Near
Ramsbottom, yes. Definitely.
Ramsbottom.
I know we were going, after, this has nothing to do with it, we were going to London, Mothers Union, you know, all over. And so I could hear the train coming down the line, and I was up at home, I was feeling they weren't just so around, they were all in train. But anyway, I managed to catch it.
So that was a day trip to London?
That was another day trip.
What year was that again,
roughly? Oh, it's much earlier. You know, it's not so long. Well,
it's a while ago.
It's about 10 or 12 years ago, really. But that's nothing.
Would that be before the Second World War?
Well, she said 12 years ago, about 10 years.
About 12.
Would it have been before the war or after the last war?
I think it'd be after.
Afterwards,
I should think so.
Yeah.
So...
Because the railway closed, didn't it? Was it 1970?
Mrs. Better, was about, she said now, was better on the day, so you ask her and Mary.
We'll
and I never, you know...
You're
better.
You're very young, though. You're very young when you went to Ophrakumasa, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I've never been to Ophrakumasa. Have you? Have you? Oh, I haven't.
And we never stepped on Scottish soil.
What did you do?
No. I mean, there were boards to walk on. So we weren't on the soil.
Did you go on the train to Loch
Lomond?
But it must have taken so much out of me because by Wednesday I had to get off work. I was still going, you know, so it's a bit much.
Did you go for a sail?
Yes, that was the idea we were going up the sail.
How old were you? Oh, you were 25 when you got married. So that would have been 1932. Did you have a big wedding?
St Andrews.
St Andrews,
Well,
no, I just thought...
What was your wedding dress like?
It was a white one. My daughter, my sister-in-law made it, you know, and just only they didn't have such big wedding affairs then, you know.
And did you have a reception, a wedding breakfast?
No, just ordinary, you know, was nothing.
Would that be in the schoolroom or the church or at home?
Not in school, and when I got married, I've been married twice.
Oh, have you?
I was called coward when this was going on.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was your first husband, so that was your first wedding when you were 25.
Mm-hmm.
So how long were you married to him before you
7 years.
Just 7 years?
So.
Did you have children then?
Three children.
So you were left with three children on your own?
I left with four, actually, but the one was born dead, really. So I was only three.
Yeah. So that would have been very hard in those days, wouldn't it? That would become...
It was hard, really, and we hadn't much money. So, if we were going anywhere, which we've gone on the bus, and we used to walk it, And I put what I should have put in the on the tram, I would say. Yeah. And that's how I managed to get through, you know. Yeah.
Were you able to work?
Well, a bit here and a bit there, you know, I worked at Bakehouse and that, you know, when children had gone to, got to school, you know.
Because the children would be very young.
I used to say to Dick, I'm sorry, Dick, I said, but it's harder work before I come than when I get here. Yeah.
It would have been too.
Yeah.
So, how long were you on your own then, before you married again?
Oh, quite a few years. Oh, and I can tell you a bit about the Second World War from him.
Yeah.
I didn't know him then, like, but he told me. It was a retreat of Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd all gone, all the big, you know, cars and everything, they'd gone. And there was a Catholic priest there, and he said, all come round to me, and we'll pray. And all the planes were all over, you know. He said, we'll pray. Anyway, when he finished, all the planes had gone. They'd all gone. And this is what intrigues me. And there was a figure coming down. Figure. And he always...
Like a ghost.
And he always said that was Jesus. He always maintained that was Jesus. And then another time, they were coming bombing. And so he dived under a lorry. When he got out, it was full of bombs. So there wouldn't be much of him left if he'd have got hit, you know. But, you know, Pollitt's a stubborn. Well, Richard Pollitt, he got blown to bits.
Yeah.
And I remember going to their house. I've been missing gloves.
Which house would that be?
Pollitt's house.
Yeah, would that be Greenwood?
Yeah,
Rosebank.
No. What was the other one he said?
Green Mount. No, one of them
lived
in Green
Mountain. It was Martin. I don't know
if you knew. But you went to the Pollitt's house?
Yes. I remember going there with these girls down to Germany, and Mrs. Pollitt gave me some chocolate.
Oh.
That was lashing, you know, so that was good. Yeah. Two little bits like that.
Was that the second war?
No,
the first
one. I wasn't very old. That was about nine, something about 9 or 10. So,
Do you remember the war actually starting?
Not a lot.
Do you remember it finishing?
Oh yes, but I was, you know, I didn't say much. I know there were parties and all that, like, but I don't remember going. No.
So you were married when you were 25, which was about 1931, 1932.
7 years, 10 to 1931, so it must have been, was it during the war when you met your second husband? Yes, I had a great big garden quarter of an acre, you know, and my husband, after, you know, he was on leave, and his brother brought him because he used to come and help a bit, you know, so that's how I got to meet him, and then, Jack.
Was he in the army?
Yes. Yeah, he was one of the last off at Dunkirk. Yeah, and he always said about the Salvation Army giving him drinks of tea, you know. He always helped Salvation Army, you know, what they'd done.
Yeah. Did you get married after the war, or
during the war?
Second time. I can't say it'll come to me whether it was before or after, but even he didn't live too long, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How long were you married the second time?
About 4 or 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a lot of my first husband, it was through dislocating his thumb that he died.
Really? How?
He worked on railway and he used to have to go out with parcels, you know. And it had been snowing and it swept off, but he left a bit of ice and he slipped on his ice and dislocated his thumb, you see. Well, we had another fall of snow, and it was up to our bathroom window, but it was only a bungalow, and so we were digging it out so that I could get out, and all my brother-in-law got me a job weaving down near the station, and while I was out, he was digging out for me to get better, you know. And he got a chill. High winds, yeah.
And
yeah.
You had a quarter of an acre.
On your own?
Yeah, but my husband when I went there, you know,
managed to keep it going,
huh? Yeah, he said I kept it better than what the people that came in after me, after
so
it.
So do you remember, was that during the Second World War?
1990 I came in, so
it was after, yeah.
I don't say it was perfect.
No, you managed to grow your potatoes.
Oh yeah, I love and I grew tomatoes, yeah. And I promised Mr. Carmilla first tomato, you know.
Oh, you mean
Mr.
Carmilla, the Reverend Carmilla?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. And he never...
He was vicar at St. Andrew's.
He was our vicar, yes. He never got his tomato. The one tomato, it was beautiful tomato, a nice big one and lovely and red. When I got the slug on it, so he never got it. So he used to think I was expert in what I used to be. And you know what I picked up, you know, because I weren't brought up with the gardening, you know.
Didn't manage.
Oh yes, and my son, he hates it. One of them, yeah. Yeah, if you like it, you don't. Yeah, I like it, you don't.
So what can you remember about Mr. Carmilla then?
Oh yeah.
He wrote a book, didn't he?
Oh yes, he wrote a book, yes. Yes, he was very nice for Mr. Carmilla. I can remember Mr. Williamson.
Oh, yeah.
He was before him.
Yeah.
And he was nice. And he always seemed to be talking about love, you know, Christian love and that.
This is Mr.
Williams. That was William. And Mr. Cameron was good. He was a good speaker. Yeah, he was very good.
Sorry.
Usually on Albert Street. My mother lived on Callender Street, you know. And he used to go down, you know. But I must make sure that I had something in the pocket to that Mr. Tramp. I feel I must, I don't know, I can't really, I have to give if I see somebody's begging and that.
Yeah.
I can't. But where I got my chuckles from is another question. I've no idea. Because, I mean, we weren't given money, really, you know.
And how old were you then?
Oh, about 10 or 11. Yeah.
Started
about 1913, didn't
they?
Yeah. So just before the war. Yeah. And you
used to use the tram. And it cost
tuppence.
Where would
tuppence
take you from? Anyway.
Anyway, yes. Perhaps somebody gave it me somewhere, I don't know. But I thought, since where did I get my tuppence from?
So,